The processing of the Borgottaro porcini mushroom essentially involves two phases, harvesting and conservation. The Italian state regulates the collection and trade of mushrooms and entrusts the regions with the task of regulating this sector with their own laws. In general, these regulations define the collection days and the maximum quantity of daily collection per person, taking into account local traditions, customs, and needs. Collection. When collecting mushrooms, it is extremely important not to damage the mycelium. It is therefore necessary to harvest with two hands. With one hand, you twist and delicately rotate the base of the stem while simultaneously pulling upwards. With the other, you hold the underlying soil still so as not to harvest a clod of earth together with the mushroom, thus damaging the mycelium. Once collected, the mushroom must be summarily cleaned on the spot and placed in a basket. To collect mushrooms, it is always necessary to have a special license card. Cleaning. The ideal rule is that the mushroom is not washed, but simply freed from the soil and rubbed with a cloth, moistened with water and either vinegar or lemon. However, we are not always faced with uncontaminated soil, so the use of water becomes necessary, with precautions, to preserve the aroma and taste of the mushroom. The panel offers us the large image of the mushroom market in Borgottaro in 1920. Preservation techniques. The basic principles of mushroom conservation, which can be used both at an artisanal and industrial level, are drying, conditioning, i.e. brines in oil or in vinegar, and freezing.